By Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. All communication has now been cut to Gaza as the Israeli military moves in. BBC reporter Paul Adams has more on the ground offensive there from Jerusalem.
The airstrikes that have been launched on the northern part of the Gaza Strip this evening are very intense indeed. There are also, in the last few minutes, sirens across central Israel, warning of fresh barrages of rockets fired out of the Gaza Strip. It's also being reported on Israeli TV channels that the Israeli army is saying that it will be in the center of Gaza within the next 48 hours or so.
And this comes as threats of more attacks mount across the Middle East. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken making unannounced stops during his Middle East trip, meeting with Palestinian Authority leaders in the West Bank and the Iraqi Prime Minister in Baghdad, as the U.S. pushes for a humanitarian pause to allow more aid to get into Gaza.
This is a process. Israel's raised important questions about how humanitarian pauses would work. We've got to answer those questions.
The conflict overseas and a possible Biden-Trump rematch is now taking a toll on polling here in the U.S. ahead of 2024. Here's CBS's Anthony Salvanto.
Donald Trump's voters are more apt to say they're hopeful and motivated about this idea of a possible rematch. Biden's voters, and a lot of voters, more apt to say that they're nervous, even frustrated about it.
Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds is expected to make an early endorsement for Trump's Republican rival Ron DeSantis tomorrow in Des Moines. A police officer in San Jose, California, has been fired after an investigation revealed he sent racially biased texts after shooting a man last year. Attorney Adante Pointer.
These were disgusting text messages, vile text messages. The type of sentiment, the type of deep-seated belief that defendant McNamara was carrying around with him played out on the streets of San Jose. And it almost cost this young man his life.
Meantime, the family of an 11-year-old who was killed Friday night in Cincinnati is begging for violent shootings to stop. The boy's father, Isaac Davis.
When would it stop? Would this ever stop? Like, how many people have to bury their kids, their babies, their loved ones?
Five others were injured. More than 50,000 people hit the streets for the New York City Marathon today. Helen Ibiri of Kenya won the women's race, and Tamira Tola of Ethiopia won the men's title, and he set a course record. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 47. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow, 58. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
Welcome, one and all, to Seth Faces the Music, the show where we put a lot of thought into what we're going to play. This week, it's all about using your brain, thinking. Yeah, there's been lots of songs about thinking and jumping to conclusions by thinking too much. And, well, you know the drill. So everyone, join me, won't you, as we face the music together. And let's start it off on the right foot. Here's the Queen of Soul herself, Aretha Franklin, with Think.